Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Let's talk about the scams and spams of the week. It had to happen with sports betting all the rage. A lot of ripoffs in that department. Tell us about it, Steve.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me today. Yes, we're seeing an increase in complaints and scams regarding those online bettings. And one particular is micro-betting, where you wager on the outcome of any specific, you know, individual short-term play or any certain, you know, specific, sports that happens. So you got to be very careful with that, such as, who's going to carry the football next or who's going to have the next strike or something like that. That's called micro-betting. But we're seeing a lot of fake websites, Bob. So if you're dealing with these types of organizations, make sure you deal with a trustworthy organization. A lot of times when you put in the keywords in Google, you kind of go to those ads first, and those ads sometimes can lead you to scam organizations. So you got to be very careful on those, Bob.
And you have to be very careful about people trying to take advantage of you. And with all the rain we had a while back, cars were damaged. And there's a scam involving flood-damaged vehicles. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, I think because of the rains, we have some flooded vehicles as well. But people don't realize sometimes the flooded vehicles do come from other states because they try to get them out of the states. So it's really important for consumers to check the vehicles to see if they have been in any type of water damage. You got to look a little bit closely under the carpets or try to get near the carpets and see the musky smell or things of that nature in the glove compartments, or looking in the dash to see if there's any type of humidity, residue there. I think that consumers, really don't look for that flooding because they don't think they have flooded cars in this area, but they do come from other areas, and unfortunately there's some bad actors that do sell these types of cars.
And what's a check washing scam exactly?
It's really not a scam. Well, it is a scam, but it's scammers who basically take the check and erase what you have on there using these household chemicals. So you're thinking that you send the check to your doctor's office or utility company, and what happens is they, steal those mail, and they basically use those chemicals to clear it to make it a blank check, Bob. Mm. So in essence, sometimes they leave the amount the same. So when you get your bank statement, you'll see that, hey, I spent $300 at a doctor's office, and it's $300. You don't look at the check itself, and it was, check washed. Mm-hmm. So you got to be very careful on that and, putting your mail in the mailbox. And, if you put that flag up, it's kind of an invitation. You got mail, outgoing mail in there. And it happened to a BBB employee recently. So it's kind of increasing. We just want consumers to be aware of it. And some people use, felt tip pens and markers. Those are harder to be check washed as well. Mm-hmm. So be careful with that.
And quickly, Steve, your Torch Awards deadline next week. What are the Torch Awards?
Torch Awards is where we spotlight organizations who do things right, and we really are presented annually to outstanding businesses in recognition of their commitment to ethics and trust. So if you know of a great company, Bob, we all know great businesses, and nominate them for our 26th annual Torch Awards. It's coming up soon, and the deadline is coming soon. So if you know a company, we talk about bad businesses all the time, but there's some great businesses out there, Bob, and we want to spotlight those organizations and give us our highest award.
BBB.org for that. Thank you, Steve. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.